Blog Talk Radio.
And it should be playing. That's weird, it played nothing. I had a feeling that it was going to do that. No way. I can't believe it didn't do it. I had a feeling that I needed to go check. Because that was weird. Oh, there. We're just going to do it manually. Because it didn't do it. That's so weird. There you go. Sometimes if you need something done, you gotta do it yourself manually. There. We got our intro that we wanted. So if you are coming in right about now, you're hitting us at the 8:37 on the AM. Let's see. Where are we on the map? Okay. So we got Colombia, Algeria, Morocco, India, Nepal, United Kingdom, Germany, Netherlands, Italy, who is the latest on right now? Morocco. Cool. And Morocco's on there. Canada. 89% right now of our listing is coming from the U.S. 5.2% is coming out of Canada. That's interesting. 116 for everybody else. So that's pretty cool. Whoever listens to us as of late will end up on our board, and then it kind of just, we're filling up on our map. It's everywhere. No yawning. It's so difficult working overnight if someone yawns. Like, it could be on the other side of the building. I know that they're yawning, and I will yawn. It doesn't matter. Let's see. Got the Netherlands there. We have Germany. Russia. I am now in 33 countries. That's pretty cool. So, we'll see what happens if anyone comes along. It's been lately hit and miss. Usually my morning crowd is on between 8 and 10. But things have been a little bit crazy, so sometimes they're on at night. Just depends. We're almost at 1,800, so slow and steady wins the race. I can't even believe we've gotten this far. We've been on the air for about 3 years. So at least 3 years, yep. July, I want to say 15th, actually. Which turned out to be my late uncle's birthday. July 15th, 3 years ago, I purchased this radio station at 4 in the morning because I was tired of getting kicked off Twitter and Facebook for tweeting the truth. And I guess you could say harassing the president. You're not a president, so that's not what I was doing. I was doing my part. They were like, you're using Twitter in a weird way. And he would actually tweet me back and be in my mentions, and he's like, presidential harassment. And we're like, you're not president. You're a fucking piece of yellow shit. You should have been a blowjob. Yeah, it was good stuff. I would wait. It was a drug to me. I would wake up every night in the midnight hours just so I could tweet him. Because I knew he would be up doing Adderall and planning some bullshit nefarious thing that he could do to harm everyone else around him. You can't give narcissists power. They don't know how to deal with it, and usually it goes very bad. So, And that's the tea. So we are going to head over to our deal over here because that's what we do here. So I kind of wanted to share something with y'all. Since we're here, no one showed up yet. This is what happens when nobody shows up for tarot readings. It turns into something completely other. But since I was thinking of it, I really, I think it should be brought up. I forgot about Rex 84. I actually missed it. And I've been keeping up with this Agenda 21 shit for a long time, just, you know, just because, ever since I found out about it. And then the Georgia Guidestones, it's been a real big interest to me. One of the many things I get interested in, so I've been watching it, but and listening and reading. I missed the RAX 84, which apparently, somebody's yawning out there. Stop watching me and yawning. Whoever just yawned, like, I'm mad at you. So as no one has showed up in my box yet, gonna be a Sonic Hedgehog too. They're bringing in Knuckles. Please stop. But I mean, Knuckles was my favorite. I don't know. So anywho, I want to see if I can find something on this that was playable. Now, this is a scenario drill. It's short for Readiness Exercise 1984, which was written by Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, who was both a national security council, White House aide, and NSC liaison to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the John Brinkhoff was the Deputy Director of National Preparedness, which are programs for FEMA, contingency plan developed by the United States federal government to suspend the United States Constitution. Now, you guys remember, if you've heard of where they just, what's it called? It's on the tip of my tongue, martial law. You do readings, what are they? Oh, by the way, if I don't read your shit, it's not because I'm ignoring you. I just was fucking looked down. It depends what they ask. I get a lot of things. There's some things you shouldn't call a psychic for, in my opinion. And then there's some things that people just do. So it depends. And usually it's pretty good stuff. But lately I've been getting very angry, disgruntled individuals who don't hear what they want to hear. Anyone seen Encanto? Where Bruno is always looked at like he causes problems, but he just told their futures. We ban those sites. I'll kick them off. Like, if they ever call again, will not get a reading, will not be allowed on the show. Like, that's it. You're out. But so a lot of times, you know, it's the things people want to know. Stuff that's very intimate. Stuff that's, you know, things that they worry about. One lady calls me often. I haven't been on in a while because I've been doing school and stuff and working. So I haven't had time. But usually, like, I do dog readings for his, like, she does, like, adoptions. Like, you know, she fosters and, you know, she'll meet the people and whatnot. And she'll have me do readings for the dog on how the people would be or maybe how it's going to go, if it's going to be a yes or no. I'm always dead on with her. She'll also get the 60 to 90 days readings, like what's going to be happening. Usually I'm pretty damn dead on, so she comes to me regularly. Everything, really. And stuff you shouldn't ask. There are some things you shouldn't. I had a lady about furniture, no offense to her, but what? I was like, does she know who she called? I just rolled with it, and I did my best, but apparently it was something that we could ask about. So, yeah, just depends. Let's see if anyone's left in the box. Okay, so continuing on with REX84, y'all heard of the martial law shit. Well, martial law is just a part of it. They don't talk about the rest of it or the fact that they prepared for it and the fact that FEMA is a part of this shit. It's not comfortable. I'm not comfortable, y'all. So, and you can look this up yourself. It's everywhere you look for information. REX84, it tells you exactly what it is and who it was written by. So basically, it's about detaining large numbers of Americans and mainly citizens who are deemed national security threats. Like, for instance, if we have a state of domestic national emergency, if you have spoke out against your government, if you have done anything that has caused you to get looked at by the government, they're going to pick you up first. But they're going to pick up a lot of people. And this is where those big-ass camps and also old army barracks were turned into prisons that are fully staffed and working. Like, who the fuck is working for these places? And, like, you're just sitting there, you're going to work every day with it empty because who's there, by the way, right now? Have you been rounding up people secretively? And who's going to work at these places and be like, yeah, I'm cool with this? I don't know. So the plan states that the events that might cause such a declaration would be widespread U.S. opposition to a U.S. military invasion abroad, such as if the United States were to directly invade Central America. Why? To combat with government perceived as subversive. The plan also authorized the military to direct ordered movements to civilian populations at a state and regional levels. If y'all have ever seen a map with, like, regions, like 1, 2, 3, 4, where? I think we're in District 5 down here, us, Georgia, and the little area above us, Carolinas or whatever. We're number 5, I want to say. And different districts have different things that will happen. So the existence of a master military contingency plan, of which Rex 84 was part, is the garden plot, and similar exercises like Lantern Spike, which were originally revealed by journalist Ron Freidenauer, who summarized his findings in Garden Plot and the New Army Action Army. So basically, they're turning the, if you've been watching, slowly but surely, they have been militarizing the police. There's a reason for that, because the police are going to be like the new civilian police army, if you will. They have been rolling back rights of women with children. They've been rolling back rights of domestic violence victims. They have reworded the laws to such things that pertain to domestic violence, victimization, and things such as that. They have rolled back your simple rights of just existence to your right to gather, your right to protest, your right to basically say out loud, I don't like this, your right to exist, your right to be gay, your right to be married to a gay partner, your right to be anything. If that fucking dude can change into a woman, but now it's a problem for you and he's propagating that problem, you know, you're not paying attention because you're watching me, I guess. So unlike the Kardashians, who have thousands and millions of dollars in their hands and will get on a fucking ship if shit goes awry, all the rich people have already gotten all their shit, and they don't give a fuck about us. They're just going to, you know, dip if they can. Now those movie stars who, if you've seen, V for Vendetta? Same shit. Okay, they've been preparing us and making us numb to this shit. So, yeah, what did y'all think that was? Basically fascist government. So that's basically where we're headed and where we've been heading, because this has never been a democracy. It's an oligarchy. Anywho, so Congressman Jack Brooks, Colonel North, had designed this here, Rex 84, and it was publicly mentioned during the Iran-Contra hearings in 1987. That's the year my brother was born. Transcripts from the hearing in the New York Times record the following dialogue between Congress Jack Brooks and North's attorney Brenda Sullivan and Senator Daniel Inouye. I don't know how to say that's a weird last name, the Democratic chair of the committee. And now Congressman Jack Brooks, Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster? The question was believed to touch upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so they weren't allowed to say anything. Now, they were particularly concerned because they read in Miami papers and several others that there had been plans developed by the same agency and contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend American constitutions. Anyone ever seen Vendetta where they come in the house and they fucking take all your shit and they bust your ass and beat you up and take you someplace? Yeah. Anyone ever read about Korea, Russia, anywhere like that? Yeah. There's things. You know, we have a foul taste of freedom, but we don't have normally stuff like that that are just day-to-day norms. But this is the future. This is now. So they tried to keep it under wraps and not mention anything. But they do say that it does happen regularly. For example, from 1967 to 1971, the FBI kept a list of over 100,000 persons to be rounded up of subversive dubbed ADEX list. Flight risks, hackers, criminals who have cut deals, or people who have outspoken against their government officials that didn't like. Yeah, that's what that's for. The basic facts about REX-84 and other contingency planning readiness exercises and the potential threat they pose to civilian liberties is fully implemented in a real operation, and they're taken seriously, scholars and the civil libertarians. I don't think anyone understands, like, what's really going on. All right, so I just kind of wanted to get that out there and be like, at least I threw it out there. I don't have to feel that bad. Try not to anyway. So did anyone hear that Russia has a fucking bomb that can reach us? We can't stop it? There's a top secret bunker where only 7,000 Americans will go in an event of a nuclear bomb. Do they, like, just pre-pick out those people? You know, there are bands that actually call themselves REX-84. Huh. That's weird. Women and kids will be first shuttled into homeless camps. Okay. Some weird shit going on. End times dream, huh? There's some crazy. Why Walmart is putting giant towers in stores, I don't understand. I don't get it. Operation Garden Plot in the mountainous area. That is weird. The art of ballistics. People are calling themselves REX-84. Like, I'm so late to the party. Very late to the party. And that song where he goes, like, they rally around your family with a pocket full of shells. They weren't talking about seashells. You were talking about them coming into your house. Do you think that, like, movie stars and band people that are in Hollywood already know about this shit and that's why they sing about it? Maybe they're just ahead of their time. They're aliens. So, if you haven't, go check it out. It's Aliens and Agenda 21. And it's on, I want to say Hulu. Very worth it. And he's a well-renowned, like, scholar. He knows his stuff. I don't know why he's still alive. What they're waiting for. But yeah, he talks about the possibilities of the terraforming of this planet for aliens who don't need oxygen. In theory, that could be interesting to think about, because, I mean, they've been putting shit in our skies. Oh, and he does say fluoride is bad for you, because it is. You shouldn't be putting fluoride in your mouth. It's bad for your body, and it's the first ingredient in rat poison, and also depression medicine. Like Zoloft shit. But it's in rat poison. First ingredient. Whenever the ingredient's first in something, that means it has the most stuff. And it's the active ingredient. So I put some card down, and like two just flew at me and hit me. I don't know how that works. All right, let's see if anybody showed up. Been a weird day today. So I will say we have 37 minutes left. Let's see. Jesuit lawyer Brendan Sullivan shuts down inquiry to martial law plan. That's July 13th, 1987. Boy, they've tried to keep it under wraps. Man, there's some cool fucking dinosaurs, let me tell you. I can't believe, like, how they get to saw the dinosaur bird, if you will, that the cardinal comes from. It looks like it's carnivorous as shit. All right, so let's do our... forecast. I can't wait to go to bed. We're going to do something different today. Oh, well, this is this week's forecast. Do it. Yay. So for this week, God, we are almost to the 26th already, so. Last quarter moon occurs today. It occurred at 1:37 a.m. It is the 25th. Yeah. Early Friday, last quarter moon is exact when the sun in Aries forms a square with the moon in Capricorn. Last quarter moon in Aries points to a crisis of consciousness. No one should have been there. Alright, basking in awareness and symbolized by the moon, which was last week's full moon, dispersing our knowledge to come to a point where we need to sort out what works for us and what doesn't in preparation for next week's new moon, when something new is born once again. This is not the best time to start a major project, as the decreasing light of the moon symbolizes a descent into unconsciousness. It's time to begin finishing up the details of that which was conceived at the last new moon. What revelations did you have last week? What did they mean to you? And what could be done now? So, this sage occurred at 4 degrees, 33 minutes of Capricorn, square the sun at 4 degrees and 33 minutes of Aries, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 3 to 7 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, yay, and Capricorn most significantly. Now, that being said, look at that. Busy, busy, busy. Now, this week, the sun moved into Aries on the 20th, Mercury is in Pisces, and Venus is in Aquarius, and Mars is also in Aquarius. But that is till the 20th, which the sun in Pisces, we regard as by the altruistic feelings, less motivated to do than we are to feel. Imagine and dream what will be attitude reigns, and we are guided by a sense of universal correlations. Pisces ruling with empathy, selfless love, devotion, and wisdom. The shadow side can be self-pity, a feeling of being victimized by life, passivity, and elusiveness. We may not always verbalize our feelings and impressions during the cycle. They're strong and motivating, though. We prefer to believe and trust, giving things, people, the benefit of the doubt, until they prove us wrong. Don't do that. We might often tune out problems or conflicts rather than tackle them head on. With our heart being kind to helping others, that is when prosperity flows. The need to withdraw or retreat to restore our energy is strong from time to time, this being one of them for sure. Now, the Mercury is in Pisces, March 9th to the 27th. Our thinking processes are more visual, intuitive, imaginative. We are especially attuned to the world of emotion, which colors both our thoughts and our communication style. We guess well, express ourselves with imagery, and make decisions intuitively. We are more attracted to consciousness-raising information. It's not always easy to verbalize our impressions during this cycle. We don't enjoy pinning down, labeling, or strictly defining things. We are recognizing that life isn't always logical, preferring not to think black and white terms. We're sensitive and impressionable, which means we can take in more than usual. It can sometimes overwhelm us. Pisces needs periodic time alone within to regenerate and detox. Venus is in Aquarius from March 6th to April 5th, so almost out of that, moving towards unconventionality, independence, and freedom of themes in our social relationships under this influence. Aquarius can be just as faithful as Capricorn, but it has to be its own terms. Experimental relationships are more intriguing now. Being friends as well as lovers is important to us during this cycle, allowing one another freedom of expressions and treating each other fairly, unselfishly, and impartially. Our themes now. Mars in Aquarius, March 6th to April 14th, dynamic yet erratic energy levels, achieving our goals through hit or miss tactics, and impersonal expression of anger and characteristics of Mars in Aquarius. We are team players, intuitive, and less concerned about personal power. We are attracted to unconventional methods, and we tend to approach problems from an intellectual detached perspective during the Mars in Aquarius cycle. Jupiter and his Pisces from December 28th, 2021, May 10th, 2022. Jupiter return. Pisces, December 28th is a part two. There will be another part to this part three act later in the year. Great. March 21st, July 1st, 2020, and then 17th, 2020 until 2023, March 7th. Saturn will be transiting Aquarius, of course, because we had that Aquarius-Saturn thing together. Conjunction that's going to last for a while. So we are in the age of Aquarius. Well, like it or not. So, where are we at? Uranus is in Taurus from 2019 to 2025-26. We approach money and personal possessions in new ways and learn to free ourselves from certain material constraints. Innovative ways to make ourselves comfortable emerge. We're less inhibited about expressing sensuality, self-love, body love, and pampering. Above all, we're challenging what we previously valued during the cycle. There can be abrupt changes with money, valuables, possessions, and income that lead to a reshuffling of priorities or values. Income might come from a non-traditional source or ventures. In general, bringing progressive ideas and new ways of handling money and making money. Romance and relationships. Venus is in Aquarius, as we said, till April 5th. Feelings, blah, blah, connections and reliability, faithfulness. We took to expressing our feelings seriously. We took our sweet time warming up to others. Generally, we kept our cool in relationships. With Venus now in Aquarius, we still keep our cool in relationships, but in a detached and impersonal sort of way. Unconventional setups become more appealing. No one wants to get married anymore. Why buy the pig when you can get the sausage for free? Bringing the spirit of friendship into romantic relationships is a positive use of Venus. Fuck out of here. I'm not reading that. Sorry. Get your own relationship. Morning. Still, where'd that bro go? Stepbrother Josh, the moist, what is it? Moist wizard master? What was it? The captain of moist? I don't know. But where the fuck did you get that name from, son? Nobody showed up yet. This is what happens when you guys miss a tarot reading. It turns into this shit. So you're welcome. So wild over here. I got kicked off Reddit, y'all. I got kicked off Reddit. Who the fuck gets kicked off Reddit? I don't know. I don't know why, but I did say that pedophiles should be murdered, so I guess. Because they should be. Should just kill them. Get it over with. Stop wasting time. Oh, yeah. And to you women's out there that are in abusive relationships, better get out of them soon. And don't ever let them back into your life ever again. Don't give them another chance. Because if you go for help, chances are they're going to leave you hanging and fuck you over later anyway. The laws have changed. And there are no rules. When a guy... Here's why I'm never dating again. If a guy hits me, it's totally cool. He can go to court and lie, and they're going to blame me for it. And if I stand up for myself, I've never been victimized. Why do you want to stay victimized for? You don't. Right. You grow a pair of balls, right? And you stand up for yourself. I'm almost fucking 40. Fuck that. I don't trust the system, because if the system can tell you, hey, this guy's abusive, you should leave him, and then when you do, he's able to continue that abuse, and then they perpetuate it and blame you for it. Yeah, I'm never getting into a relationship again. I'm going to die alone, happy in a pile of money. That's so much better than being in a relationship. Yep. if anybody showed up. Nope. It's an odd day. It is Friday, though. So usually I will leave up this episode. Tomorrow I have off because my mom has a concert tomorrow night, so I'm off. So I'll probably get on and stream live for a long time. What's really annoying is that I can't get my shit on my computer to work. It just spins, and it's really weird. So if anybody's having any hacking issues, I'm taking, I've already done two cases, so I'm open to do another one. You're welcome. I think I'm going to throw on Wireshark and do some packet sniffing because I'm still hacker hunting at home. Let's see if anyone showed up yet. Sometimes they do that too. They'll show up way late. What time is it? 9:15. You gotta be kidding me. Two more hours. Ticket. Nope. All right. Let's see. And it's so unfair because I can't share my screen or nothing. Because that website just spins on my phone. Different networks hook up to the machine. Let's go see. All right, I'm packing up the radio show. Wait. I'll see you guys probably again tomorrow. I'll probably get on at a different time and just see what happens. It's hit and miss, so catch me if you can. Bye. All right.